We have gathered to celebrate the divine appearance of Gauranga! 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 appearance and activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were predicted in Srimad Bhagavatam, and his mission, which means our mission, is also described there. So we read from, well, it's originally Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 5, Text 32. And it's quoted in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, Chapter 3, Verse 52. Krishna Varnam Trisa Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayair Yajantihi Sumedasa Krishna Varnam Twisa Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayair Yajantihi Sumedasa Krishna Varnam. Repeating the syllables Krishna. Tvisha. With a luster. Akrishnam. Not black. Golden. Saanga. Along with associates. Upanga. Servitors. Astra. Weapons. Parshadam. Confidential companions. Yagyai. By sacrifice. Sankirtana Prayai. Consisting chiefly of congregational chanting. Yajanti. They worship. He. Certainly. Sumedha Saha. Intelligent persons. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This text is from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained this verse in his commentary on the Bhagavatam, known as the Krama Sandarbha, wherein he says that Lord Krishna also appears with a golden complexion. That golden Lord Krishna is Lord Chaitanya, who is worshipped by intelligent men in this age. That is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam by Garga Muni, who said that although the child Krishna was blackish, he also appears in three other colors, red, white, and yellow. He exhibited his white and red complexions in the Satya and Treta ages respectively. He did not exhibit the remaining color, yellow gold, until he appeared as Lord Chaitanya, who is known as Gaura Hari. So this verse, a very beautiful verse, gives emphasis to chanting the holy name of Krishna. In fact, the very first word of the verse is Krishna. Krishna Varnam. Varnam is related to the word Varnayat, which means to describe. So this incarnation of Godhead is always describing Krishna. Krishna means Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna also means Krishna, the holy name of Krishna. So, he's always describing Krishna and Krishna's holy name, which are identical. Varnam also means category or classification, like Chatur Varnam Maya Shristam Guna Karma Vibhagasa. So Krishna Varnam also means that this incarnation is in the same category as Krishna. Now, who could be in the same category as Krishna? The Vedas say no one is equal to him and no one is greater than him. So who could be in the same category? Only Krishna. Krishna is the only one who could be in the same category as Krishna. So this incarnation is Krishna himself. So he is Krishna, but Tvisha Krishnam. Tvisha means complexion, and Akrishna means not Krishna. Krishna also means black. So he is Krishna, but he's also Akrishna, meaning not blackish, like the original Krishna. Now, after Krishna appeared about 5,000 years ago, Nanda Maharaj, Vasudev, Krishna's father in Mathura, arranged for their family priest, Garga Muni, to come to the home of Nanda Maharaj and give the astrological calculation for Krishna. To do the horoscope. And he did so. And he told Nanda Maharaj and the others that your son has appeared previously in different colors, the whitish color and the reddish color. And now he is appearing in a blackish color. And the fourth color is pita, which means yellowish or golden. So by reference to the statement of Garga Rishi and Srimad Bhagavatam, it is concluded that the incarnation of Krishna in Kali Yuga will have a golden complexion, just like Radharani, just like Radharani. In fact, it is said that Krishna revealed to Radharani that he was going to appear in a different form in her mood so that he could experience her ecstasy in love for Krishna. And Radharani knew that in that ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be fainting. He would be falling on the ground